This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Corporate story number two is housing via Seattle and Silicon Valley. Microsoft has promised $500 million to help that city, that is Seattle, cope with its well-publicized housing affordability problem. And here in California, no stranger, by the way, to a housing crunch, Governor Gavin Newsom has proposed a similar tech partnership. Marketplace's Ben Bradford explains why government is looking at tech and why tech, it seems, is willing to spend.
California's housing crisis is so bad that families making almost $120,000 a year in the Bay Area can classify as low income.
California Dream is at peril unless we address this issue. We can't continue to sell good weather.
Governor Gavin Newsom and housing advocates are increasingly looking to tech companies. Anya Lawler at the Western Center on Law and Poverty says the industry should help solve a crisis it's contributed to.
They've brought in tremendous economic growth, they've brought in tremendous population growth, tremendous workforce growth, but the housing growth simply hasn't been there. And so, to me, it does make sense.
San Francisco has a new tax largely on tech companies to fund homeless services. Amazon helped block a similar tax in Seattle, but CEO Jeff Bezos then announced a $2 billion private donation for homelessness. Tech analyst James McQuivey says companies can duck political scrutiny by taking voluntary actions.
Everyone's looking around at these companies and say, wait, we're doing a lot for them. What are they doing for us? And it's proactive of Microsoft to say, oh, here's something we're going to do.
Plus, tech companies have a range of workers needing housing, not just high-paid programmers. But Sacramento State public policy professor Rob Wasmer says the industry could better use their money on lobbying government officials to make it easier to build housing.
But, you know, that has some political cost and ramifications that it's easier for them, perhaps, just to put the money forward.
He says every bit of money helps, but ultimately, government can't outsource the entire problem to tech companies. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.